Hi and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. This is the last
it's only
podcast.
Water. It's either sink or swim.
And it
can't hold back your light and expect to win.
Music down a little bit so I can actually talk.
Oh, you've gotta learn.
This podcast is going to be about letting go. Because that has been the theme of everyone's life recently. Let's just stop the music because it's I should have put on the version without the actual voices. This podcast is going to be about letting go, slowing down. I've been talking a lot about this recently. And if you are sort of new to me and you are new to this podcast, this Honest Modern Dating Podcast, I really highly recommend that you either follow, subscribe, or whatever it is on the platform that you are on. So I thank you for listening in advance. I thank you for being an amazing human. And I thank you for being a wonderful just participants in life. And as always, you are just perfect as you are. So this podcast is about letting go and slowing down, because that is what I would describe the collective consciousness of society and people to currently need and to feel. It is also the way that you truly, deeply create a rich attraction to someone. It is also the way that people can just get enraptured by who you are. We have as individuals spent way too much time trying to figure ourselves out, and as a result we spend more time insular, inside, feeling rather than living. And I don't know if that is you, and I will never know, because this, some would say this is a podcast, and you know, I'm speaking one to many right now rather than to you individually, as I would prefer. But there tends to be, or what I have observed when I look outwards to the world and I see the current social state or social romantic state of the world, is that a lot of people are holding on to a lot of feelings, pain, and even joys that they aren't allowing themselves to truly be organically who they were meant to be. Now imagine you are a child, because at one point you would have hypothetically been one, if I am, you know, too rash to assume. Now the little child growing up learns lessons about how to be, how to live, how to become, how to, you know, navigate the world. But what if those lessons served their point? What if those lessons were only meant to get you this far, and that is what is going to continue to move you forward, is not holding on to the past, but accessing what we would refer to as your deeper self, your truer self, your authentic self, or I would gladly refer to as your higher self. That if you are a helium balloon wanting to bob up into the sky and just feel and live and grow and become what you were meant to be, then what is holding you back? Well, is the weights that you carry. I once shared this to my partner and to some people that I worked with, that as I went for my morning run, a thought came to me. And the thought was that sometimes enlightenment, which there are some people who are on that journey, enlightenment is the very definition of that word, enlightenment. It's just not being so goddamn heavy. So we're on our quest for love. We're on our quest for feeling. We're on our quest for something. Because you wouldn't be here in this universe if you weren't someone who was on a quest. We are in a, I guess, an active world. We are in a world where atoms react with each other and planets orbit around the different stars. And you are in a world or in a universe where the emotions that you have dictate the galaxy that you're in. And I use my words very up in the air and very cosmic right now because I want to demonstrate something that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And how you interact or view one thing is often how you view and interact with everything. If you have a fear about intimacy, you will consistently have that fear about intimacy throughout all forms of intimacy. Not just intimacy in a romantic sense, but intimacy in a platonic sense, intimacy in a workplace sense. And more importantly, you won't access the deepest parts of who you are, and you won't access the highest forms of your existence. That if someone, and I do like talking about this through both two lenses. The first lens that I do like talking about this through is the lens of relationships and dating, which by now I hope you are aware of that. The other lens that I like to talk about through is through a sort of universal truth. That is the way that our current universe works. The third lens that I sometimes like, well, there are two more lenses that I like to sometimes talk things through, and that is through finances, and that is also through your personal fitness, both areas of my life that I appreciate. For the purposes of this continuing this podcast, I will only talk about relationships and cosmic truth. Most people are not who they are not acting and being in what is most authentic for themselves. Most people are not. I don't know if you are, but most people are not because they are doing what they think they should be doing. They are living by standards that other people set, and they never gave themselves the space, the mental space, the emotional space to discover and to create their unique, authentic personality. I have been ranting and raving a lot about online about learning to let go. That is the lesson that I had to learn more recently. And it's something that I realized to this day that I have been practicing for a while without realizing. Letting go. Letting go. Letting go does not mean you forget. Letting go means you forgive yourself and others and the world, and whoever there might be blame or pain or frustration or fury or even joy, you let go of that. The little boy or little girl growing up found something and held onto it tight. Your parents fought, so you decided to be something else. You held on to the pain that wasn't even yours. You inherited it. Then you go and you grow. You discover love for the first time, or maybe you discover friendship for the first time. Then you hold on to that. It's funny. When I speak to people and I talk to them about letting go, most people are afraid of letting go because if they let go, they'll stop trying. But this is not a matter of stopping trying. This is a matter of experiencing and letting yourself experience your truest self. Because when you let go of something, what happens is there exists a void. A void in your body, a void in your soul. Now, if you are patient with yourself and you are not quick to fill that void, you are not quick to fill that void, your truest form of who you are will naturally flow out and fill that space. You cannot occupy a space that there's not space for you in. You cannot become something or learn something new if you are already overthinking. So give yourself time to feel, time to think, but let go of thinking. Let go of feeling. Let go of the pain. Let go of the frustration. Let go of who you think you are to discover who you are meant to be. Let go of your intricate algorithm that you have to view the world. To be happy, I must be this. To be successful, I must be that. To be popular, to be loved, to be famous, I must be all of these things. I want you to let go of that. Let's talk about, for a moment, the spark of attraction. Now, if you follow me on Instagram for the next week, you will notice, and if you don't follow me on Instagram, it is at GetHimHooked, that I will be talking about the phrase, love is alchemy. Because at the very core of it, love is alchemy. You will not allow someone to fall in love with you if you have too much mental and emotional junk going on. And if they do fall in love with you, you will not be able to see it or witness it. It is going to be worth your while for 2019 if you try less. Trying less does not mean you give up. It just means that you don't motivate yourself by stress and pain. That you don't think, but if I don't do this, then I won't get that. Or if I don't feel hurt all the time, how will I be successful? And for those people who would consider themselves young, be thankful that you discovered this now. For those people who would consider themselves old, I say that's just your identity. And just like anything, it can be shed. But even let go of your age. Even let go of what you think you are. Let it go. Find peace in the moment. Take moments to listen to silence. Don't be quick to fill that space. Because when you're not quick to fill that space, at the very least, when you meet someone else, they will. There's your love right there. There's your relationships. Want someone to be attracted to you? Let them fill your emotional space. Want to allow someone else into your life on your spectrum? Fill their space. When someone else becomes part of your identity, part of your process in becoming you, that is the purest form of a relationship. If they think about you every time they need to feel happy, or they want to feel happy, that itself is love. That itself is attachment, which is not bad. Our attachments to attachments might be considered to some people bad. You are more than what you think you are. And throughout all the pain and throughout all the frustration and throughout all the problems that you might think that you have, I want you to realize that it is all perfect. I want you to realize that it is all part of your plan. That there is no problem that you are going through that is not part of your journey. You might look around and think, no one else has got my problems. No one else will have the exact permutation of your problem. They will not. Because they have not had the exact permutation of your childhood, of your raising, of your growth, even of your current adult life. I'm assuming that you're an adult. They will never have that permutation. So they will never have the exact same problems. There will be three themes. There will be trends. And even this, as a coach, I see those themes and trends. But I want you to recognize that everything you experience is perfect for you. And that really, if there is a job for you to do, which, you know, it's there is and there isn't. There is always the walking contradiction of life. If there is a job for you to do, it is to stop fighting it, to let it be, to let it go. That learning to forgive yourself is by its very purest nature to love yourself. And then there are those people that I will ask a question via Instagram, and people will so easily rattle off what I declare. And I get that and I understand that. But are you living it? Is the next question I need to ask you. Are you living it or do you just know it? Would you rather protect yourself than live your life? So I don't know about you, but that's something that's worth asking. Someone asked me on my Instagram as I live stream this podcast. Maverick2623 says, what do you do when you have to move on from someone that you love? What do you do when you have to move on from someone that you love? The first thing to do is to stop yourself from forcing yourself to move on. You don't have to move on. At the very same essence, you don't have to move on in the very same essence that you do not have to force yourself to move on. The irony is I'm talking about letting go, but why am I saying that you don't have to move on from someone that you love? I'm saying that forcing yourself to moving on, to truly let go of the fact that you think you have to move on, will be your quickest and easiest path. Often, when people say they want to move on, what they are actually saying is that they want to go back. They want to go back to how they were before they met that person. But you've met that person. You will never be the same person that you were. You've had new experiences. You've had new loves, you've had new life, you've had new versions of you, new ways to express that raw essence that is who you are. So you cannot move back. Can you move forward? Sure. How do you remove the pain? The fastest way through pain is through it. Anything else is going to be numbing yourself. And when you numb yourself, do you process it? No. You prolong it. You live in it. You stop yourself from growing and learning the lessons you were meant to learn by numbing yourself. So how do you move on? By being patient with yourself. If it hurts, it only hurts because you are opening yourself up. That you are becoming more than you were, what you were meant to be. I've often observed that when I do a tantric style massage on my partner, that sometimes she will experience pain. But pretty soon that pain turns to pleasure when our body becomes sensitive to what it is. Physical pain is a manifestation of when we are accepting the world is trying to give us more than what we can handle. So be patient with yourself. You are unpacking it. You are moving forward with yourself. So love yourself through it. Love yourself does not mean that you load your mind up with positive thoughts. I am good. I am this. I am that. I am amazing. I am beautiful. It does not always mean that. What it means is that you don't fight the fact that you are in pain. That you don't fight the fact that you are in love. That you don't fight the fact that you're going through something. I spoke to someone, and if you are listening to this, hello, who would consider themselves depressed. And I asked them, what if it was okay to be depressed? And you should have seen, this person had a huge smile on their face. Because not only were they depressed, but they were fighting themselves that they were depressed. A client asked me, what's an immediate way for me to stop myself from worrying? I just want to stop worrying. And apart from the obvious answer of speak to me, the other answer is to be okay with worrying. But if I'm okay with worrying, won't I just worry more? And I said, just do it as an experiment for a day. Just let it happen. She said she actually worried a lot less that day because she wasn't spending all that mental and emotional fortitude fighting that the fact that she was worrying, that she could actually, rather than process her worry, the fact that she's worrying, process the worry. I've often observed as well, when I let go of something, I become stronger at the gym. Like I can physically lift more weights. Anecdotal evidence? Sure. But it is like, as far as a weightlifting is concerned, and as far as your growth is concerned at being stronger and lifting heavier things at the gym, what I would consider, as far as my growth is concerned, a significant jump. There is power in letting go. So 2019, I hope that becomes your resolution. So let's one second. Thank you for being patient. Let's press a button. We're pressing this button. This is the version without music, so I can talk over without being distracted, I think. Thank you so much for being part of an amazing 2018. We have had highs and lows. We have been through... we've hurtled around the sun just one more time and given it our own meaning. We have been through pain. Been through joy. Been through frustration. We have been through passion. We've been through it all. But now it's time to let it go. You will never have a year that is like this year, 2018, if you are listening to this as it is. You will never have a day like today. keep going. Actually, Maverick asks, usually after breakup so we can focus. How do we get focused on work? You get focused on work by re-listening to this podcast and letting go on the fact you're trying to force yourself. Let's just stop the music. You're trying to force yourself to focus on work, so you fuck yourself up. Hands fucking down. Usually can't focus after breakups. How do I get focused on work? Be patient with yourself. Fucking listen to this podcast. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to go through it. Just because you can't focus on work doesn't mean that there's a problem. You can't focus on work because your energy is diverted. If you allow your energy to run its natural course, which is to heal, you will go through it. You will live through it. But you say, I can't focus on work. Bar says, be in the moment. Yeah, be in the moment. But how do you be in the moment? Be patient with yourself. How do you focus on work? Well, first of all, be okay with not being able to focus on work. There's your simple solution. Ask yourself. There is no... Anything that you hear online. Anything. And I am a culprit of this too. I will not deny that fact. Anything that you hear online that is an action doing thing that is not on the emotional plane of being. How do you get focused on work? Well, you've got to write down focus on work every day. All that is some form of security blanket to distract you from the real work that should be done. And the real work that should be done is that at this point in your life, at least your emotional, spiritual love journey. Because this isn't rocket science. You are not designing a fucking rocket to go into space. And even then, you need to allow the other parts of your minds to take place. That the only real work you need to do is to unlearn. Is to not load yourself up on mental masturbation strategies. But to unlearn those strategies so you may live. That you may live in the moment. That you may be okay with who you are. That you may be comfortable in your own skin. And even those people who are those rocket scientists. That if they are to create something beautiful and new, even they must unlearn what they've preconceived to conceive something new. So let's get that music on before I got frustrated. How do I get this back on again? Is it playing? It is playing, yeah! 2019. The year of your authentic self. The year it all happens for you and to you. Not as a result of your physical forced effort, but as a result of its natural state of being, that it is your natural course of path. So let it happen. Try less. Be less, so that way you can be you. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I will probably tune in to you next week. If you are on my YouTube channel, looking forward to a video. I've had an obscene number of questions recently. By obscene, I mean like 3 or 4 that I would think might make a good video. Will I do one this week? No, because I'm going to be spending New Year's, the New Year's period, scheduling in some little time called nothing. So thank you so much for being an amazing human being, for living your path, for being an expression and another manifestation of love. that we are all on our own path, and yet we are all on our same path together. That we are all individuals, all human, all part of a collective, and all part of an individual. That you are both the leader and the follower. That you are both the creator and the created. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. And more importantly, see you next year. Bye-bye.